When Irish singer-songwriter Dermot Kennedy was a kid, his dad used to drive him from his boyhood home to Dublin bars to perform.
He had to bring me because basically I wouldn't have gotten into the bars anyway without him. And
That's a good point. So he had
to kind of accompany me into these places.
Kennedy has come a long way from the bars of Dublin.
Keeping a bright eyes focused on the coastline waiting for you. Isn't she all us pining for that last kiss of permanent truth, the means to get through?
His songs have been streamed over 75 million times on Spotify, and NPR listeners recently voted him the best new artist of 2018 for our Slingshot Emerging Artists project. While Kennedy has enjoyed his newfound fame, fans have had a hard time pinning down the kind of music he plays. It's definitely singer-songwriter.
If I had you now...
But you can also hear a little Kanye West. That's because they both worked extensively with the same producer.
Bright eyes focused on the coastline waiting for you. Don't give me that bye-bye, baby, when the night moves into black from the blue. The nights you've been through.
I talked to Dermot Kennedy earlier, and I asked him how he would define his music.
Its roots lie in the acoustic world. Like, I started kind of doing open mics and writing songs because I sort of fell in love with the music of David Gray and Ray LaMontagne and artists like that. And then in the last few years, I've kind of become a little bit obsessed with rappers and with hip hop and stuff like that. And so the production has become influenced by that. But I'm always quite conscious of the fact that the music I sort of first fell in love with was like singer-songwriters and acoustic music. So I'm trying to balance those two things the whole time.
Is there a song that you think showcases that balance best?
Probably Moments Past. I mean, you said the Kanye thing and the intro to that one is like real weird. It was a time where people were kind of starting to connect to my music, and I could kind of realize that people were kind of getting on board with what I was doing, and we were starting to play shows that were a little bit bigger and stuff. And so I was working on new stuff, and I was kind of having a hard time being free creatively, and I was kind of overthinking things. But then Cause, a producer I work with, he basically sent me that intro to Moments Past. And it was just the most exciting thing in the world. And the challenge then was to build a whole song around that sample.
Now that more people are listening to you and more people want to keep hearing from you, you seem to be saying that songwriting for you now, it's happening under more pressure, under more fame. Is that hard to be writing songs when more people are watching?
It is sometimes, but I guess it's mainly just pressure I put on myself, because an awful lot of people who have connected to my music have done so because of the lyrics. And that's a really beautiful thing. And it certainly makes for like a really beautiful show for me, for example, because I can kind of see how much the lyrics mean to people.
What's important is this evening I will not forget. Purple, blue, orange, red, these colors are feeling. Give me love, I put my heart in it, and I think about it all the time. Lights went out, you will find you kind of struggle not to shine. I still love you though, I still love you though.
For a while there, it was super frustrating because, I mean, your best stuff is going to come if you kind of feel comfortable and if you're at ease and if you're just kind of letting natural thoughts show up. And the very act of overthinking and that sort of thing is just counterproductive instantly, and you kind of squash your own work and sort of stem that natural sort of thought process. So I struggled with it for a bit.
I relate. Writing on deadline is a totally different experience than just writing for utter pleasure.
It's mad, yeah.
Where do we go from here? Something came in with the night. Snow came in heavy, my boys and me wandering blind.
Dermot Kennedy is NPR's fan-voted Slingshot Artist of the Year. Congratulations, and thank you so much for talking with us today.
Thank you so much. Really appreciate it.